Remember Thailand's viral baby pygmy hippo, Mudeng? She was born this past summer. Her slick body and photogenic face made the miniature moist mammals a fan favorite. Now, America has its own baby pygmy hippo, born in Virginia just before Christmas, and she is already going viral in her own right. Brad Kuttner with Radio IQ went to see this cute little baby in person.
I walk into the pygmy hippo pen at the Metro Richmond Zoo just as the newborn baby follows her mother Iris out of a hatch and slides into a fresh pool of water. That grunting is the baby's father, Corwin, in a nearby pen. Meanwhile, in the water, the little one quickly latches on to mama.
They will rest their heads on mom so that mom can support them while they're still in the water.
That zookeeper, Rachel Grimm. As we talk, the baby's moon-eyed head bobs in the water like a brown and pink ice cube, kicking her tiny legs, wiggling her little ears, splashing water as she tries to nurse.
They are very nurturing to their young.
That's zoo director Jim Andelin.
In fact, Iris does not want to leave that baby, and they go into a bedroom at night, and the baby walks almost underneath her, a little bit in front. It's a pretty precocious little girl, and so she'll sometimes lead the way, but there's never more than a couple feet distance from them.
Pygmy hippos are native to West African forests and swamps and are a lot smaller than their Nile hippo counterparts. They're famous for their sheen.
The body, if you rubbed your hand on it, it's just slimy.
They secrete oils that help keep them from getting sunburn in the wild, and so that secretion is pretty slick.
With only a few thousand remaining in their native habitat, they're also endangered. The Metro Richmond Zoo has been part of a program hoping to increase their numbers since they first got Corwin in 2018. There's a database that matches pairs based on genetics. This is the third pygmy hippo born at the Metro Richmond Zoo. The new hippo is already helping the private zoo attract visitors like Dixie Kilduff and her daughter Courtney, who drove over an hour and a half to get here.
We're serious fans.
Yes. I just think they're really cute animals, and I really wanted to see her as she was born.
To drum up notoriety, the zoo held an online poll to pick a name for the new pygmy hippo. Over 100,000 people weighed in from 165 countries. The winner announced today was Poppy, a flower like her mother Iris. Hammy Mae, in honor of Virginia Hams, came in second. Courtney Kilduff was Team Hammy Mae.
I like the tie to Virginia, and I think it's unique. I like that Poppy is related to her mom, but I just think that Hammy Mae has a nicer southern ring to it.
In a statement, zoo officials had a message for Hammy Mae fans. We see you. We feel your pain. We hope we can all come together and move forward as a nation. For NPR News, I'm Brad Kuttner in Chesterfield County, Virginia.